swung on and driven to deep right center field and toward the alley. And that ball is gone. Gary is scary.
Gomez retreating at the track, at the wall, leaps up and pulls it down.
Boy, did he time that ball perfectly.
This is a deep drive to center. He's done it again. A three-homer game for Donaldson.
The wild card race is heating up in the American League. Yankees rookie catcher Gary Sanchez continues to amaze. Chris Bryant is showing why he may be already headed for his first MVP award, and a former MVP did something he's never done before. I'm Darwin Zook, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. In the American League, seven teams are battling for just two wildcard spots as we enter the final playoff push. The AL East leads the way in the wildcard chase, with the Red Sox holding on to the top spot, followed by the Orioles. Several teams, though, are lurking, including the Astros, who've won 7 of 9 and continue to find new ways to win.
Correa to right field, back deep in right field, and leaping, that ties it! Carlos Correa ties it in the ninth, home run number 19. Gallus with a drive! It's going to be over! He got a neck-high fastball, and it's back-to-back homers to win it!
It does not get any better than that.
Seattle is also in the hunt as the Mariners' Felix Hernandez won his third straight start, outdueling Chris Sale on Friday.
I know I was facing Sale, and then he's a great pitcher. I mean, it's going to be a tough game, so and when we scored those three runs, and the bullpen was a little tired, so I need to go deep in the game. That was my mind, and then I went there and did my job.
King Felix went 7 1/3 innings, allowing just one run. Seattle finds themselves, along with the Astros, just three back of that second wild card spot. The Tigers, meanwhile, were trying to take advantage of their series against the last-place Angels to gain even more ground in their playoff pursuit. But in the second game of their series Saturday against the Halos, emotions bubbled over for Detroit.
J.D. Martinez walking away. Mike Everett just can't let it go.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely crazy.
At some point, you've got to just let players vent a little bit in a game like this where already been ejected. I've never seen four.
After losing 2 of 3 to the Angels, the Tigers are two back of Baltimore for the second wild card. The defending champion Royals are still in solid position to make a late season playoff run. As for the Yankees, somehow they're in the race thanks to the continued heroics of rookie catcher Gary Sanchez. First, it was Friday.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Then he was at it again on Saturday.
Swung on and driven to deep right center field and toward the alley. And that ball is gone. Gary is scary.
The Bombers took 2 of 3 from the Orioles as Sanchez continues to leave jaws dropped with his play both at the plate and in the field. The rookie catcher is the first major league player in history to have 11 homers in his first 23 career games. Showing off his arm behind the plate is becoming commonplace, too.
Runner goes, pitch is taken. The throw to second base is in time. He has as good an arm as I've ever seen it catch.
Sanchez has hit more out of the yard than any Yankee rookie in a calendar month in franchise history. New York is just 3.5 back of the second wild card in the AL. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Cubs certainly aren't worried about any wild card race. The Cubs have a whopping 14-game lead in the NL Central and are coasting to the playoffs. But NL MVP candidate Chris Bryant continues to find new ways to keep the season exciting.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep right center. Back goes Peterson. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant with his second home run of the game. Cubs lead 6-4. Listen to the Cub fans here in Los Angeles.
The 24-year-old phenom had already homered in the eighth before that go-ahead belt in the 10th. Bryant is hitting over 300 with 35 homers and 89 RBIs. And oh yeah, don't forget there's still over a month left in the season. Even the opposing managers can't help but heap praise on Bryant. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts after Bryant's heroics on Friday.
Chris Bryant, you know, he's an MVP caliber player. And when he gets extended, he had a changeup earlier, and he had a fastball off lip out over. And when he gets extended, he can hit the ball as far as anyone. So he's a guy that plays both sides of the baseball, but obviously very dangerous, especially when he gets extended.
Bryant's Cubs have 82 wins. That leads all of baseball, as the first seed is all but sewn up in the NL playoffs. The Cubs and Dodgers represented a potential playoff preview down the road, with both teams leading their divisions. LA was able to take 2 of 3 in the statement series, with an unlikely pitching hero emerging on Sunday.
Wow, the Rizzo strikes out. Not only is that remarkable, he has struck out 6 in a row and 8 in the game.
The 24-year-old Brock Stewart went 5 scoreless innings, getting a no decision, while the bullpen handled the rest. Kenley Jansen did his usual routine, racking up his 39th save. Meanwhile, in the AL, 2 division leaders concluded their 4-game set over the weekend. The Rangers and Indians renewed acquaintances, with both having comfortable leads in the AL Central and West, respectively. On Saturday, the Rangers got off to a good start, with Mitch Moreland at the plate in the first inning with the bases loaded.
Belted to right field. If it's fair, it is gone. Goodbye.
The Rangers won it 7-0. On Sunday, the Rangers' defense got the job done, with Carlos Gomez making a spectacular catch in left, robbing Jose Ramirez.
Gomez retreating at the track, at the wall, leaps up and pulls it down.
Boy, did he time that ball perfectly.
The Rangers took it 2-1 as Sam Dyson escaped a bases-loaded one-out jam in the 9th to notch his 29th save. The Rangers won 3 out of 4 from the Indians and have opened up an 8.5-game lead in the AL West. In other exciting events from the majors over the weekend, 2 veterans that have been around a long time both had impressive feats at the plate. The Mets' Bartolo Colon, yes, the 43-year-old veteran pitcher, did something he had done only once in his career previously, and it happened with him at the plate.
And now Colon has another base hit. Second hit of the night for Big Bart.
It's the first time since 2002, and just the second time in his career, Colon has tallied 2 hits in a game. The Red Sox' Dustin Pedroia isn't a stranger to multiple hit games, but he is to having 11 hits and 11 consecutive at-bats. After going 4-for-4 on Friday, the Gold Glove second baseman kept it going on Saturday.
Ground ball up the middle, and he's got another hit. He is 4-for-4 tonight and 11 for his last 11.
After his 11th consecutive at-bat with a hit, Pedroia finally made an out, falling 1 short of the Major League record. And finally, Josh Donaldson did something Sunday he hasn't done over his stellar career. The 3-time All-Star and 2015 MVP belted not 1, not 2, but 3 home runs in the Blue Jays' 9-6 win over the Twins.
This is a deep drive to center. He's got it.
The Blue Jays swept away Minnesota thanks in large part to Donaldson's first career 3-homer game. I'm Darwin Zook, and this has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.